Hello, everybody. This is the New Tech News Weekly podcast with your host, Adam. Yay! Sorry for the sound effects. I really don't have any right now. And, okay. Sorry, an Alienware advertisement.
Competition knows no boundaries.
So, I'm just gonna.
And epic challenges are everywhere.
Wow.
Begin your journey.
Okay, I don't really care. I already have a computer, thank you. But, yeah, how a 5-year-old discovered and Google Glass and, yeah, a little bit about me personally. Let's just start with this 5-year-old finding a security flaw on an Xbox One. Now, this is Microsoft you're talking about here. This isn't some homemade developer who just launched an app and he had no idea that it had a security flaw. No, this is Microsoft, okay? And we all know Microsoft has been around for a pretty darn long time. They were the ones who created Windows, Windows Phone, Office, all that good stuff. So, for them to have a security flaw, I mean, it's not impossible, but if you think about it, now these guys have been doing this for a very long time. So, in my opinion, it's kind of a little weird that you have them having a security flaw on an Xbox One. So let's just go back, and this story is by USA Today. It's not my story at all. I'm telling everything about this. Wow. That is cool. This guy, they reported the bug to Microsoft, and they honored Christopher, I can't pronounce his name, as a security researcher on their website, and send a gift package including free games and a 1-year Xbox Live subscription for free. Now that's big, because most kids, they don't get honored by Microsoft for that. And this guy's a 5-year-old, and his dad found out that he was playing inappropriate games for his age, I guess. And I just find that interesting that such a big thing would now come down to this. And now also I'm just gonna check out, one second. I found something. I'm just trying to see. Okay, wow. I found something, so I'm just gonna look for it. Here's something. Oculus creator explains why Facebook probably bought them. Acquisition is good. Now let's just see this here. Oculus VR. It's a VR Rift helmet, which is virtual reality helmet. And it's now showing me a video, which I don't want to see. I don't want to see this, okay? Seriously? Oh, come on, I don't want to see this. Sorry. It's just this stupid advertisement for no reason. We don't need to see this. And now... I'm not going to hear that right now. But I'm just going to read this. And he said that CES on Friday, PAX East, we ran into Lucky. Since CES, Oculus has been incredibly busy. Wow, that is huge. You want to know how much money that these guys at Facebook are buying Oculus Rift VR helmet for? They're paying, and on... They worked out an acquisition deal with Facebook that they will pay $2 billion for their company, okay? Now, $2 billion might not sound a lot to you. Well, it probably does, because that's a ton of money. I don't know why Facebook wants it, but there's another article on that. And just saying, this is none of my personal work. I'm just taking what I found on the internet. And now they're saying that will Facebook actually purchase Oculus versus Reality 1993? Oculus era. I don't understand what they're trying to say here. Currency. Okay. If cyberspace were real estate, Kick Motion Creative. I don't know what they're saying here. This is a little weird because I haven't seen this before. Virtual? Okay. Oh, I see what they're saying. So it's kind of like a half and half thing. So let's see what they say. Virtual reality in 1993 was a NASCNet with emerging products that let gamers wear a head-mounted display. Now, one of what they're saying is that it's not so far off again. It's not so far off. It's something that, for all we care and for all I care, could be coming in the future. Let me just see this, what they're saying. It can be something that'll be starting in the future so soon. And it's like the difference between now and 20 years ago is that now we have all this stuff that we can do to make virtual reality. We have all these techniques like NVIDIA graphics. And just saying, I'm not affiliated with any company. I don't own my own company. I don't have any company. So everything I say, do not take that I'm affiliated and these companies pay me. No. What it says is that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was 9 years old when the Sega VR headset graced the cover of Popular Science, which Popular Science, by the way, is a really good magazine. I really like their magazine. Oh, sorry, I just keep clicking out of this thing and saying 21 years later, a startup manufacturer of virtual reality technology. Just saying that's a lot of money for a company that's a startup of virtual reality, okay? Now that's a ton of money because $2 billion is like, well, Google's buying companies for billions now. Everybody, all these big technology companies, which in my opinion is not a bad idea, but it's a lot of money what they're spending. They're buying these companies like $2 billion to them is like, I don't know, maybe $100 to us. That's a lot of money for us, but to them it's just like, yeah, whatever. We hopefully are gonna get a big return in the meantime. And Sega VR, because it was a luck, but motion sickness. Devalued, said, I say congrats, but they've got, okay, I don't know, I mean, it seems kind of big what they're doing, but I don't know, Nintendo Power Glove is back, this time as an oven mitt. I don't want this ad. The Power Glove. Now, I don't. What? I'm sorry, I want to see this for a second.
The oven mitt. Finding the right one for you can be trepidatious. How many times has this happened to you while fumbling with inferior mitts?
Okay.
Well, now there is a better way. With the new Power Mitt Oven Glove, you can make with all the grace and style of a Hollywood movie star. The Power Mitt is perfect for handling even the hottest fresh out of the
What?
oven baked goods, and it has many more uses, such as keeping your hands dry while cleaning the dishes, laundry,
Okay.
watching television, playing the piano, one-handed push-ups, toilet paper. It's even elegant enough for a night out on the town. Truly, the Power Mitt Oven Glove is the wave of the future.
Okay, I
All
have
yours for the five
no
dollars.
idea if this is modern commercial or if it was old. Soap from Fight Club, Say Put Marshmallows, Infamous Nintendo Power Glove. I've seen that, but it's not super good. I've actually seen a lot of people say this oven teaches you to be a better cook. Okay, it says Mealy's. Sorry, excuse me. It keeps saying these stupid, like, I think some of this is good, but also some of it just seems outrageous because it seems like they're at, it seems that technology is getting really advanced now, but an oven that can teach you to be a better cook. Okay, now I don't know anything about that, but it just seems like a lot of things can go wrong with that, because okay, let's just see this here. And I'm sorry that this is not in video. If you guys want video, tell me and I'll make it. Incorrected. This seems like it could be. Seems like it could be something that isn't that bad of an idea. Atari is jumping into casino. 5 questions. It seems, if you want my opinion on this Oculus Rift stuff, it seems like this is the new, oh yeah, everybody, let's go check out Oculus Rift, because this is great.
You know what phones are supposed to have? Buttons, one for each number. So-called smartphones have 2, maybe 3 buttons,
yeah,
max.
Okay.
That's neat. But what do you do when you want to dial a 4? It's not so smart then.
Sorry, it's just, like, really annoying. I'm just trying to skip this. There we go. Here, you guys can hear the audio if you want. Sorry,
selling its virtual reality firm Oculus VR to Facebook for over $2 billion, Palmer Luckey is one lucky individual. But how did he get there? In a USA Today interview, he told us his story.
In high school, I've been working on projects my whole life, virtual reality, lasers, computers, consoles, just all kinds of fun
here,
things.
You guys can hear.
What I was doing was kind of aspiring to maybe be a tech journalist that took what I knew about engineering and then condensed into easy-to-write articles that people could actually understand and would also be correct, because most tech writers don't actually know much about technology. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but when you start reading lots and lots of tech articles and you see these clear inconsistencies and facts that are not true, you start to say, man, why can't someone who actually understands the technology write some of these articles?
Yeah, I'll make this
so that was kind of where I was going. But at the same time, I was working on virtual reality technology, because as a big PC gamer, I was always spending way too much money trying to get the best, most immersive PC gaming experience. And so I started experimenting with virtual reality technology to try and get to where I wanted to go. Virtual reality is kind of a lifelong dream. It's not something where I watch one piece of, you know, one movie and said, oh, this is it. It's just pervasive. There's so much media out there. There's great novels, movies, games that all revolve around virtual reality and the concept of being in a synthetic environment. And as long as I can remember, that's always seemed like a fascinating thing. You know, being able to actually be inside of virtual worlds instead of just manipulating them with buttons on a screen. And so I started collecting head-mounted displays, vintage gear, consumer gear, and trying to modify them to be what I wanted. But I couldn't find anything that provided that kind of experience that I was looking for. So I decided I was going to have to kind of rebuild everything from the ground up. And I ended up coming up with a design that worked really, really well. And this whole time I've been posting online on message boards about my progress, about everything I'd done, showing everybody how I did it. And I ended up getting in touch with John Carmack, who's a legendary game programmer. And he asked if he could buy one of my prototypes from me. And I said, no, I'll just give you one of them. He ended up integrating that with one of his games, Doom 3 BFG Edition, and showing that at E3 2012, and I think that's when everyone really started paying attention, and it went from being something that was just me and some people on the internet, you know, all saying, wow, this is going to be so great for a few of us, to people saying, wow, this is going to be great for everyone. So I officially formed the company myself in July, and we launched our Kickstarter in August, and we ended up raising
$2.4
million for the Rift development kits. And
yeah, I've heard all about this stuff, and it's really interesting. The story, I've seen this before. It basically just talks about it.
We've been iterating on the hardware, getting closer and closer to our consumer release.
And there, it's over. I hope you guys like that, because I liked it the first time I saw it. I thought it was really interesting. But yeah. And yeah, that's about it. All right, thanks guys. See ya.